Good morning to all. Today I would like to talk about prayer. To start with, what is prayer exactly? In the simplest of terms, prayer is defined as communication with God. Obviously, prayer life for a Christian is very, very important. In the gospel accounts, we have examples of Jesus praying and his instructions regarding prayer, specifically the Lord's Prayer. But sometimes, even with this knowledge, do we not sometimes have difficulty in knowing how to pray or what to pray for? Does your prayer life ever become mundane and boring? Do you ever feel the need to spice up your prayer life? If so, this morning let me offer an exercise that can be beneficial in a person's prayer life. It's called the five-finger prayer. Let me give you some basic instructions this morning for the five-fingered prayer. Basically, you hold out your hand and say a prayer for each of your five fingers, starting with the thumb. Each finger represents a focus area of prayer. First, the thumb, which is the closest to your heart. It represents praying for those who are closest to you, your family, your friends. Secondly, your index finger. This is your pointing finger. Pray for those who point the way, such as teachers, ministers, counselors, those who have a direct influence in your life. Next is your middle finger. It is the longest finger. This finger reminds us to pray for leaders. We can use this finger to pray for those in positions of leadership in government. Remember, we are instructed in the New Testament to pray for our governmental leaders, even if we don't agree with them all the time. Next is the fourth finger. The fourth finger is what is referred to as our ring finger. And believe it or not, the ring finger is typically the weakest finger on the hand. Use the weak finger, the fourth finger, to remind us to pray for the weak, the needy, people that are sick, maybe in the hospital, or even shut in at their own home. And lastly, our pinky finger, the smallest finger. This finger represents you. Now it is time to pray for your needs. Friends, Jesus instructed us to put others ahead of ourselves. Praying for ourselves last, after we have prayed for others, beautifully fits into the instructions of Jesus. And one last thing, remember this. Praying for ourselves last, after we have prayed for others, helps to keep our needs and wants in proper perspective. Let us pray. Father God, help us to be in regular communication with you through prayer. Amen.